Well, one problem with deterring poaching is a lack of reliable information, but a new watchdog is on the beat called WildLeaks. It's a WikiLeaks-style of website created by a group called the Elephant Action League, and it is the first secure online platform that allows whistleblowers and the public to post information anonymously about illegal poaching. Andrea Crosta is the executive director of the Elephant Action League and founder of WildLeaks. He joins us today. Welcome to Living on Earth.
My pleasure.
What exactly is WildLeaks?
WildLeaks is a platform, but also a methodology and a group of people focused on the collection of confidential information about wildlife and forest crimes and to facilitate the identification, arrest, and prosecution of anybody, criminals, traffickers, businessmen, corrupt government officials behind wildlife crime.
How do you plan to do this?
We have a network of people, organizations, professional experts around the world that are really helping us. And of course, we are developing also relations with law enforcement, because at the end of the day, if you want these people behind bars, you need a judiciary system that prosecutes these people. Or you decide to go with the media, and so you basically shame them. That's the second option we have.
So far as you can tell, how big is wildlife crime and illegal forest removal?
But it depends. If you put wildlife and forest crime together, we're talking about billions of dollars of an illegal market. Okay, it's one of the largest illegal markets on the planet after drugs and weapons and human trafficking. At the same time, unlike, for example, drugs, it's a very low-risk dirty business, because if they get you with a load of drug, of cocaine, of heroin, in most of the countries you go to jail for a long time, and in some other countries you also get executed. If they find you with a rhino horn, and a rhino horn can fetch up to $250,000 for just one horn in Asia, in most countries you got a slap on the wrist. So you can imagine it's the perfect business for criminals that exploit other people to do the dirty job.
Now, what's the inspiration for WildLeaks?
I've been dealing with conservation for more than 20 years, but also I've been involved as a security consultant to law enforcement. I realized that there is a lot of people out there with a lot of information about wildlife crime. They just don't know what to do with this information. So I wanted to create something to fill the gap between people with information and people that can do something with information.
So let's say that I observed somebody poaching an elephant someplace. How would I get to WildLeaks?
So WildLeaks has an online platform, wildleaks.org. Through this platform, you access to a very secure part of our website. And over there, you can submit in total anonymity, not just your message, but you can also upload all kind of files, video, pictures, documents, PDF, whatever you have. You can also write to us simply through our contact form, which is encrypted. And WildLeaks is not just a passive receiver. We have teams in the field. So people contact WildLeaks also personally. So there are people that have information, so you meet them. So in this way, you slowly you build a relation with potential whistleblowers, potential sources, in the hope that they will provide critical information, which we can seriously act on the important people behind wildlife crime.
So there's billions of dollars at stake in illegal trade in wildlife, which means that your organization is going to be a target for people who do that. How do you guard against them hacking your website to A, maybe find out who's giving information, and B, try to put you out of business?
Right. Well, first of all, we're not the only ones who fight this battle. We are many. We, of course, take a lot of precautions to protect our data. For example, the server of WildLeaks is a very secure server. We don't have permanent personnel in target countries like Africa or Asia, because the moment you have people there, they become a liability. So these are general precautions that we take in order to protect our data and our people. Of course, there is always the risk of a cyber attack. We actually been attacked a couple of days ago But we are very well protected. The maximum they can get is to have our website down for a few hours, and then we're up again.
What kind of tips have you received so far? I gather you began operating in February.
Exactly. We are just 4 months old. Actually, we got dozens and dozens of tips and leaks and different kind of information that were assessed. All in all, we came up with 24 leaks that our assessment group assess as good and reliable. We are about to investigate on three of them already. And the topics that we receive varies a lot, but we got quite a bit about ivory trafficking, not just in Africa, but also in Asia, which is the destination of ivory. But we got also information about illegal logging in Central Africa, illegal logging in Russia, illegal fishing in the States, poaching in the United States, traffic of chimps in Liberia. So we are very happy with the reaction from the public. It looks like that we kind of feel a gap.
Andrea Crosta is the project leader and founder of Wild Leaks and executive director of its partner organization, the Elephant Action League. Thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Coming up, tenuous times for mountain gorillas in the war-torn Congo. Keep listening to Living on Earth.